This meeting is now being recorded.
All right, so welcome once again. So welcome, everybody, once again. For the record, this is Michael Karaniklis. I'm co-rapporteur for the Transparencies, and this will be our third meeting. Chris Wilson, my co-rapporteur, sends his regrets. Obviously, the time zones shifting around was quite convenient for me in Myanmar, since this is middle of the day here, but it's 1 a.m. Over on the East Coast, so less convenient there. My apologies as well for the changing schedule, which was also due to this trip, since I had a flight scheduled for that. But I'm glad that we seem to have gotten good turnout here, and I look forward to the conversation. I have sent around just about 2 minutes ago a revised working document, a revised thematic overview of the issues based on inputs that we've gotten since the last session, since our last conversation. Just to review where we are in the process so far, we began by asking our participants to submit general ideas for themes that we needed to explore. Or under the main that the group was tasked with discussing. Based on that feedback, we established a sort of a set of areas to look into, which we discussed at the last meeting. And then since then, we solicited feedback for more specific areas of examination. And specifically, we were looking for sub-themes within those major themes and areas that were problematic and where we should be looking to improve. So I've sent around a document. I'm not sure if it's possible. I only sent it around a second ago, so I understand that things are still getting organized. I really just wrapped it up now based on the feedback that we got. I was wondering if those of you who can have access to your email can pull that up. And I wonder if it might also be possible to sort of upload it to the main screen that we're looking at.
Hi, this is Brenda. I just got it, and I will have it uploaded here momentarily.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you. So I just think it would be helpful for now to sort of follow along and see if anybody has any inputs to it. I will mention that responses to this consultation were a little bit less energetic than the last stage, maybe because there was a little bit of confusion about the scope of this part of the consultation. You know, I mean, it's easy to sort of just brainstorm vague ideas, but when you ask people to map out specific problems, maybe it gets a little bit more challenging. Essentially, the point of this stage of the consultation was to nail down specific areas where people think improvement is needed. Specific areas, preferably within the identified sub-themes, but, you know, we're open-minded and didn't want to limit it to that. So with that being said, and now that this improved document is on screen, I think that it would be useful just through this carefully and see if, first of all, if there are, first and foremost, to see if there are additional areas that people want to in, areas where they think there should be improvement. And second of all, to sort of discuss whether there's areas that are wrongfully included or areas that need to be clarified more or just any general feedback to see if this is the right direction for us to go in. So with that being said, the first area is the scope of transparency, and one of the specific areas that was transparency measures apply to the staff as well as the board. one of the major areas that we looked at as part of the looking at as part of this process will be the exceptions to disclosure that are contained under the DIDP. That includes both overuse of exceptions, and in a previous stage of the consultation, we specifically had participants point to legal privilege as an exception that gets used too much, is interpreted in an overbroad manner. We are open to any additional areas where people think in their own experiences exceptions have been overused. The next major challenge in terms of exceptions that was identified is exceptions which are framed in an overbroad manner. This is an area that I was able to feed in my own input a fair bit as somebody who works quite a bit on transparency rules. And identified that so far are for information that relates in any way to the security and stability of the internet. This is not an exception that's pointed in the wrong direction, but we would identify this as being overbroad because there's no requirement for harm. So rather than saying we will classify information if its disclosure will harm the security and stability of the internet, it's more broadly framed, captures a whole bunch more information which doesn't necessarily need to be classed: agreements, contracts, emails, or any other form of communication.
Excuse me, Michael, this is Brenda. I just wanted to bring to your attention that your sound quality is cutting in and out. So, can you hear me, Michael? I don't hear you at all now, Michael.
Is accepted from DIDP, which also seems overbroad. Let me know.
Excuse me, Michael. This is Brenda.
Know if we are losing part of the conversation because probably do. Can you hear me? So it makes it a bit better if you could bear with.
Just 1 second. Yeah, just 1 second, okay? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you. Well, I'll let you know if your sound is consistent or not. If you'll just go ahead and continue speaking. Thank you.
Thank you. just trying to see if this works.
Yes.
Any chance that the audio has come through?
Yes, very well. Thank you.
Okay, so... All right, great. So we'll try to muddle through and hope...
Michael, excuse me if I'm interrupting, but...
This doesn't happen again.
It's happening.
And again, my apologies. So I think that we left off at draft information, which we think needs further clarification. There's an exception for information requests which are not reasonable, excessive, overly burdensome, not feasible, abusive, or vexatious, or made by a vexatious or querulous individual, I'm sorry about that. Is this any better, or is it still dropping? In it out.
Michael, this is Brenda. If you would like to private chat me your phone number, I'll dial out to you to see if we get a better connection.
Still not work.
No, I mean it's not. Let me just type it in.
Michael, this is Brenda again. Were you able to hear me? That if you private chat me your phone number, I'll dial out to you. Would that be helpful? We might get a better connection. Thank you.
Hello?
The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
Hi, can you hear me now? It seems to be working faster on my end. Is there any chance that that's translating into clearer speech?
We can hear you at the moment quite well, thanks, Michael.
Yeah, usually this is Bernie. You start off well, but as you speak,
okay,
you get a lot of choppiness. But
I'm not sure if this sounds good. All right, well, let's work with this while we can then, please. So maybe rather than having me read through it, since hopefully the last minute or so, or 5 minutes of 10 minutes of dead air have given you guys a chance to review, do you want to let me know if there are areas that you think should be clarified or for any feedback that you have?
Michael, it's David McCauley.
Okay, I see David McCauley with a hand up. Great.
Thank you. I was I mentioned in the chat that I have,
but
I think the new document with respect to DIDP, that's only as far as I've gotten in the new document. I think it looks good. I have a question with respect to appeals. It sounds in the appeals section as if the group may be sort of steering towards a new independent review body, and I guess that's worthy of discussion. I think we need to at some point address whether a denial of a DIDP request from anyone in the community is subject to reconsideration request and subject to IRP specifically. And the reason I say that, in the IRP section of the bylaws, it appears to me between reading section 4.3 and then reading section 22.7.D or subsection D that the an appeal may only be with respect to decisional participants and not to the entire community. And so I'm not saying one way or the other what's best, but I think we need to just note that as an issue and maybe expand the section in the new document on appeals that we need to discuss a little bit further the reach of IRP to DIDP request denials. Thank you.
Okay, I absolutely agree that this section needs to be expanded quite a bit. I hadn't myself started to dig into the IRP section, so that's great that you flagged that because we can absolutely look into that as part of the next stage of the process. I think that there's a lot of consideration about how an oversight system would work and how an appeal system would work, whether the ombudsman is the appropriate body or whether a new body should be constituted. And that's sort of one of the things that we're going to start digging into, probably one of the next things. And also, obviously, that intersects with what other working groups are going to be looking at. So there's also questions about how our research is going to dovetail with them and how our recommendations are going to dovetail with them and need to conduct some outreach. So thanks very much for that input, and that's certainly an area of for the research. Are there other – oh, sorry, I have a call. Maybe I'll just switch to the call just for communications.
We heard the "is this better" and that sounded good, but nothing after that.
Ha, 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 ha.
sorry. So, apology. Sorry, my apologies. The reason why I just switched to phone is I just. Okay, this is very distracting because I got a very big. I'm hearing myself twice. All right. I'm going to go back to the. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Hi. I just hung up with the phone because, the feedback was too much. And it was in the sense that I don't have speakers on the computer, but it was just, I'm not sure what was going on. So let's just keep going with this while it seems to be working well. So thanks very much for that feedback. Hopefully my answer also came through. Is there other feedback in terms of our discussion of the DIDP? So once again, anybody who wants to offer anything about this DIDP thing are welcome to do so now, or alternately, you know, you can write something in as well, and we'll always happy to accept feedback. But for now, I think I'm going to move on to the proactive disclosure systems. You'll notice that this one is a little bit sparer in terms of pointing out specific problems. Mostly because it was a little more challenging to dig into, our identification of problems here is going to be, I think, more easily conflated into the discussion of solutions, because when you talk about proactive disclosure, isolating a problem basically is proposing a solution. When you say, well, the problem is this isn't being published, the solution is sort of implied that you start publishing that. So we have a little bit of explanation on that, where we talk about the need to expand out publication of legal transparency, contract agreements and expenditures, operational transparency, venues, hotel, travel arrangements, fellowships, et cetera, that we got as part of a feedback submission. But we're open to any other suggestions that people have in terms of specific areas that we should be identifying in terms of proactive disclosure. So just give people a moment in case they want to weigh into that. And as to the earlier question about whether Myanmar's intelligence services are listening on this call, I don't have any promises or any information on that either way. We have a reasonably good working relationship with the government, so my hope is not. But I don't think that what we're talking about now is necessarily going to be too controversial for them anyway. All right. So without seeing any hands, why don't we move on to the third area of discussion, which is improvements to the existing whistleblower policy. I was able to dig a little bit more deeply into this, mostly based on previous recommendations that have been made through an earlier assessment, as well as through, you know, broader standards for whistleblower protection that I was able to apply a little bit. One of the previous recommendations that we saw was that international dialing numbers are not as accessible as they should be. So we saw a discussion of a need to expand their availability. In terms of the scope of what counts as a whistleblower, some of the issues that were flagged are the fact that reporting is limited to serious issues as opposed to any issues with ICANN, and that the hotline policy scope is limited to employees, which means you can't use the hotline if you're not an ICANN employee, which could be problematic in terms of independent contractors or other people that have a relationship with ICANN. In terms of the operation of the system, it's been previously flagged that case management software is not currently being used in terms of flagging reporting. However, this may be connected to a related problem, which is the fact that the hotline has only received 3 reports since its inception in 2008. So low use is also potentially an area of concern, an area that we're going to want to dig into a little bit more in terms of finding areas of improvement. And it's also a little bit difficult to track information about the system's operation, like statistics on reporting. So this idea that there's only been 3 reports basically came from a separate audit. We also flagged the fact that anonymity is limited to, quote, the extent allowed by local law, which is itself problematic because ICANN shouldn't be relying on local legal protections and should be providing its own guarantees of anonymity. And that's quickly mentioned. So those are the additional areas that we sort of flagged to look into in terms of whistleblower protection. And again, I would throw it open to see if there's anybody that wants to add anything or discuss anything, concerns, areas that we might have left out, anything at all, any feedback on just mentioned. Okay, so not seeing any hands up at the moment, I'm going to cautiously assume that this document is viewed as acceptable by the people on this call. Obviously, I've now circulated it to the list, and so I will certainly accept any feedback that people want to offer going forward. But I think that barring any additional feedback, wraps up our discussion of this document. Although I see a couple of people type, seems like a solid starting point. Okay, great. So with that being said, I think, the next step is to discuss avenues forward. Just to review, we had substantive discussions will expand things out, and certainly the next step. Just to review, we had the first stage of the process was to identify issues and then to identify specific problems. And the next stage of the process, which is a substantive one and far more important, is about proposing solutions and recommendations within this current framework. So with that being said, what I'd like to do is ask for any specific volunteers who want to look into and maybe come up with more substantive, take a first shot at recommendations or examining a little more closely how things should be improved. So, you know, we have a lot of different topics to look into. Chris and myself will sort of be digging into all of them and are happy to look into any of them any or all of them. But what would be great is if there are any specific volunteers to take a particular avenue of discussion forward, area of interest that you see that you want to do a little more research on. Are there any areas that people sort of want to dig into themselves or want to provide a little to push the process forward? I see typing, so let's moment to sink in and hopefully manage the rush of volunteers that I'm sure going to be. Are we going to have specific discussion threads on this list? That would be another option. Does that sound like an idea that I could essentially basically open up maybe 3 different threads for each of these topics and just allow people to comment sort of on an ad hoc basis to sort of throw ideas out? I mean, my personal preference is if there are any volunteers that want to dig in a little more substantively and deeply to any of these issues, you know, it's always good to have people devote a little bit of research if people are willing to dig more deeply and provide
like more targeted comments on a specific theme. But in the absence of that, we can also just sort of start the threads going and allow people to submit ideas as they want. And hopefully volunteers will emerge. All right. So that's certainly an avenue forward in terms of creating three different discussion threads for NSAC fit. Okay. So I guess that's our avenue forward. Really for the next couple of weeks until our next meeting, when we can hopefully have some more concrete ideas for how the system should be improved and how we can build on these areas that we've identified. And at this point, I guess oh, I see Avery with a hand up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. This is Avery speaking. I just wanted to quickly mention what I started doing with the other...
Avery, I see you're muted.
Yes. No, I have unmuted myself.
Oh, there it is. All right, please go ahead.
I cannot be heard. Okay, sorry. I thought I had unmuted myself before. I've started going through... each of the Workstream 2 and basically doing an extraction of all of the ATRT2 relevant words on those tracks. I haven't gotten to this one yet, but I expect I will have before our next meeting. I'm like in my third at the moment, just going through them and just doing an extraction of the ATRT. So I should have that. That may add items to your list. At the moment, I don't see any, and that's why I didn't mention it, but I just wanted to let you know that that should be coming. Thanks.
For me, your comments were sort of cutting in and out. I'm going to say that's probably my line rather than yours. But as I just typed, it would be great to see. We're add items list as they emerge from the research, and great to have whatever you're doing. Feed into this work, and any additional relevance are more than welcome. Are there any other comments? Okay, well, without seeing anybody else, I'll open it up for any other business if anybody thinks they want to share. Okay. Well, in that case, thanks to all of you for joining us. And again, my apologies for the technical difficulties. I should be back in Canada for the next call. So hopefully this won't come up again. And thank you all for joining us, and I look forward to taking this conversation forward with all of you.
Thank you, and thank you for trying. Bye.
Bye.